We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Festive Friday. Welcome to this special edition of Big Drive Energy. We are going to record a Friday episode every single Friday and call it Festive Friday because I am so fucking creative that Festive Fridays are just... Thinking of a name for this, I actually had to look up like F-word adjectives. And festive was like right there. Funky is kind of cool, but like that's... I think people use that. Freaky Friday gives people the wrong idea. That's on the other site. But Festive Friday is what we came up with because it's five episodes in December, right around the holidays. We just had Thanksgiving, and we're coming up on Christmas and that we celebrate.
If you celebrate.
Yeah. And I want to make that clear. So we are going to be doing fantasy drafts every Friday. And we're going to make them festive holiday related. I had a different idea today, and Mitchell shut it down quick and called me a few names and said, hey, you don't fucking, do you not remember? He gave me the do you not remember. So,
well, we agreed on this festive theme like a week ago, and then all of a sudden today you're workshopping new bullshit in your creative little pea brain that you've got, and I was just like, why don't we just stick with what we agreed on a week ago? I know that you don't remember what you ate for lunch. I don't know where to go from here, but.
All right. Well, Festive Fridays are brought to you by our favorite distillery, Breckenridge Distillery. It's a great holiday gift. We always have White Elephant gift giving group parties. Fuck. No,
we group always... giving parties, White Elephant,
Breckenridge. No, but giving a bottle of alcohol, usually if there's like a $50 limit, Breck is right in that realm. So it's a great gift. Somebody can always use it unless they're sober, which shout out to you if you are. We are definitely not. And so I usually end up stealing it at the end. I steal my own gift. I buy something that I would really like. And if I get close to the end, I steal it back. But Breck Bourbon is a great holiday gift. They've got new bourbon, a new vodka that just came out, and they are one of the most highly rated, awarded craft bourbons in the entire United States. I'm going to pick some up on my way home, start my Friday out right this weekend. I've had a few bottles of Breck that have just seemed to disappear. I don't know what keeps happening to them, but I keep restocking. They're great for shots. They're great for mixed drinks. Toss a little ice cube in there. I've got a nice little ice tray with a big square cube. Toss in there if you want to sip on it. The rum cask finish is by far my favorite. So make sure you're checking out Breckenridge Distillery. It's in all 50 states of the United States. You can find it at www.breckenridgedistillery.com. You can either get it delivered to you, or I'm betting you it's at your nearest liquor store. So make sure to check it out.
So you're saying you can get it in Alaska and Hawaii?
All 50 states, baby.
Wow.
Breckenridge Distillery and up in Juneau, up in the cold, dark, 2 hours of sunshine a day, Alaska, and the always 83 degrees, beautiful Hawaii. Get your Breckenridge Distillery bourbon wherever you can in the United States. Not sure about Europe, but we don't care about Europe because these holidays we're going to get into are United States holidays. We also want to tell you about our friends over at Colorado Avid Golfer and the 2024 Golf Passport. Prices increase on the Golf Passport January 1st, so make sure you get yours before the year is over. It's the number one discount program in Colorado for 22 years running. It's up to 60% off of golf all across the state, including courses like The Ridge, Common Ground, Keystone, and more. It always includes a cart and also even includes discounts from the PGA Tour Superstore, Golf Tech, and a bunch of indoor simulator facilities, which we use a ton in Colorado in the wintertime. So go to coloradoavidgolfer.com/golf-passport to get yours today. Use code DNVR10 and save even more money on the passport. If you play golf in Colorado, it's something you have to have. There's so many courses on it that you can travel around for all of 2024. Play discounted golf. We know golf is getting expensive. Colorado Avid Golfer Passport helps with that. So make sure you check them out, coloradoavidgolfer.com. A couple disclaimers here before we get into this. So we've got myself, we've got Mitchell, we've got our producer, Marissa. She's going to hop in on these festive Fridays. But we're going to draft these holidays, and these are holidays that we celebrate personally. Okay, don't sue us. These are just celebratory holidays for us. And they're not official holidays. Okay. So that's another thing. We want to have this argument. We're going to put this out on Twitter and Instagram for you guys to vote. And we'll figure out something cool for the winner of the 5 weeks. If we have an outright winner, on social media, we'll think of something cool for the other two people to have to do for that person. But, these are holidays we celebrate, and they're not official holidays. There's only 11 official holidays, Mitchell pointed out. He was like having a cow about this fucking draft. And so these are any types of holidays that you like. You know, we've got random ones that you... It seems like it was kind of crazy to me to think there was only 11 official holidays, because I swear to God, like, you know how I know when holidays are coming up now? Is mostly because of my trash service. My trash service is every Tuesday, but when there's a holiday, it's fucking not. And I swear to God, there is a holiday every week. I'm like, why are they picking up my trash on a goddamn Wednesday again? Oh, there was XYZ holiday on Monday. So we are going to draft our favorite holidays. And we're going to
real quick when I said 11 holidays, that's federally recognized by the U.S. government.
Big government, yeah. Big holidays, fuck them. We've got 334 possible holidays that I sent you both a list of, so hopefully you fucking studied up. All right.
Wait. One other thing real quick. I found this website called listofnationalholidays.com. They've got like 10 different holidays for each day of the year. Like, I've never seen anything like it, but I will throw out... None of them made my cut, but I will throw out a few of them in our honorable mentions, because we will have those at the end that didn't make our board. So,
okay, perfect. So, not sure if the camera can see this. All right, this is how we're going to determine.
Hey, Marissa, order. Can we get you on camera?
This is how we're going to determine the order of play. Let's welcome Marissa to the screen and get our board up there. Bang!
There we go.
The famous lady behind the camera always for us. Shout out to Marissa. She's going to get murked in this draft, but that's okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to pick a number between 1 and 69. Each of us will guess a number. I will click generate here on my wonderful iPhone, and whoever's the closest gets to go first, and we will snake it around. Whoever's second closest will go second, and you get the gist. So Marissa, what is your number?
11.
11. All right, Mitchell?
34.
34. All right, I'm going to take 52. We're going to 1, 2, 3, generate 38.
Oh, so I get first pick.
So Mitchell's going to get first pick. I'm going to get second pick, and Marissa is going to be the caboose. And then the front, and then the caboose again, because it's a snake draft. We're going to snake it around. All right, Mitchell.
That is how snake drafts work.
1-1. What is your pick? Favorite holiday? Best holiday?
So I don't want to pander here. I want it to be what is most special to me. So I'm going to say Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve is my favorite holiday because I'm such a big, like, something to look forward guy. Like, I look so forward to Christmas that when the day actually, and I don't want to tip picks here, obviously, we know what the holidays are, but once Christmas gets there, I'm like sad because then it's going to be over. But Christmas Eve is the ultimate, like, you're starting to celebrate Christmas. We go to church generally. Spencer doesn't anymore because he's just a godless man. Nothing can straighten his life out. But I usually go to Christmas. I cook a great dinner. You know, you maybe open one present, you maybe fuck up and open every single present and ruin your entire Christmas for yourself. We did that a few times as kids, so that was a train wreck. But
yeah, we even fucking found all our hidden presents in our mom's closet. Such PTSD from that I can't even look at myself. Like, I can't, like, if somebody tells me there's a present somewhere, I can't look at it. I will not.
And that's what I'm dealing with all of my Christmas presents being in this room. Bless you.
Bless you.
Behind me currently. So, but Christmas Eve, it's the day before the day. But in my opinion, the day before the day is like the best day because you have the ultimate thing to look forward to.
Yeah. Now I'm going to kind of set the scene here for you two. We can all kind of vote on this as a group. I personally think we should just give him Christmas in general. That's obviously 1-1 because I think it's weird if we have a Christmas Eve and a Christmas Day on there personally.
So you're like making rules as you go.
That's why I'm crowdsourcing. I'm asking, what do we think here? I think Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, having them both on the same, maybe I'm wrong. I can be wrong. You're been wrong plenty of times.
I feel like you're wrong.
Wrong?
Okay.
No, what do you think? I mean, Marissa says I'm wrong, but she always says that, so that's fine. And you always say I'm wrong too, so I'm just waiting for it.
I think that we should just keep each individual day up because that a day is a day. Like, we're not rating it like the holiday. We're not rating like Christmas, the week of Christmas, or, you know, the week of Thanksgiving or any other picks that I'm not going to mention, but, you know, it's that specific day itself. So I think we keep it as the day.
Okay.
I agree.
All right. Well, I'm outvoted. All right. That means my pick one, or round one, pick two, is going to be Christmas Day. Hands up.
I mean, that's why I said I'm not pandering, because of course, that's going to be the number one overall pick, but I just personally don't enjoy it as much as Christmas Eve. Like, there's no scaries like the afternoon of Christmas Day, in my opinion.
Yeah, the only time it's good is when there's like an NFL slate. It's like a Sunday, then it feels okay. Or now, I will say that the Nuggets are good and we get their play on Christmas every year. That helps a little bit. The NBA Christmas Day slate kind of lessens the blow and the Sunday scare, sad night, you know, afternoon scaries of Christmas Day. So I'll take Christmas Day. When you wake up Christmas Day, it's probably like, it's always exciting, you know, you get to see when Santa came and what he dropped off for you. You know, hopefully you were good and you got a whole, you know, bag of gifts under your fucking stocking and under the fireplace or whatever. But I think it's one of the most, it's one of the best days to wake up to all year, if not the best, because yeah, you may be a little hungover here and there, but you get the excitement of going out to the living room as a kid, seeing what you got, And then when you like transition to being older, it's like exciting to do the whole Christmas scenario with your kids. So I'll take Christmas Day. I think that's a pretty straightforward, pretty easy pick. And that's all I have about that. That's my draft one.
Marissa, which side of the coin do you fall on between Christmas Eve, Christmas Day?
I'm like a Christmas Eve. I feel like it's like cozier and you're like preparing for another fun day, where Christmas Day, you know, like the next day is just another day.
Like exactly.
So see, you that's... guys just enjoy the foreplay. You don't enjoy the actual fucking day, because the
buildup to it is the buildup is half the excitement.
Hey, foreplay is important.
Yeah, unless you... Okay.
That's a fact.
It is, but sometimes you just want to fucking skip the bullshit and get to the real thing. And on Christmas Day, if you open up all your presents, you don't feel bad about it. Christmas Eve, if you do, you feel like an asshole.
It just sounds like you're not a really fun foreplay type of person, so it's fine.
It's fine. Yeah, Spencer's like the 2 + 2 = 4. Like, I put this here. I smile. I am done. Like, that Spencer's just such a simple-minded dude that he doesn't understand the buildup. Like, I think, and this is, I don't know if this is another crazy take, but I think the thought of opening presents and actually like the excitement of the buildup to opening presents is more fun than actually opening the presents.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I'm like the guy that I like don't want to open all of them so they're not gone. It's like a good meal. You know, you don't want to eat it all like quick because you don't want it to go away. Like, I'll cut a steak up and like the last piece is like 4 tiny pieces. And I'm like, oh, I don't want this meal to be over. I don't want this to go away. That's how I feel about Christmas presents.
I think that's like deeper seated issues for you. Like, not wanting to finish a meal. Like, do you have abandonment issues or what's your deal? Like, once I eat this meal, it's fully gone. Like, that's fucking wild shit to me. Well, I'm usually thinking about how sick I feel and like laying on the couch and how soon I'm gonna have to make my way to the bathroom. That's what I think at the end of a meal. So I don't know what the fuck going on there.
All right, Marissa, hey. Your first round pick, just type it in. We all know what it's gonna be.
Halloween.
Yes, I love Halloween.
All right, now you got to give us a description. There's the headline. Time for a description.
It's literally the best holiday ever. All colors are like black or orange and purple, so let's just start off there. All my favorite colors. There's lots of skulls and ghosts and goblins and candy that you get for free. So really, it's just like the ultimate like exciting holiday. And they have scary movies, which I start Halloween like September like 15th. And I go and I start watching all the scary movies. I decorate. It's just kind of like a unique, you know, holiday, and it has a cool backstory, so I'm all about it. And you get to be somebody that you're normally not, so it's all me.
Oh, so it's all about being someone you're not. That's where that ding ding ding.
Hey,
finally,
okay.
She like snuck it in there at the end.
You should have led with that.
First off, I was Wednesday Addams this year. I feel like that's as much as you can get to me as another character.
That's fair.
Yeah, I like all of your points. I personally did not have it as high on my list. I think it changes for me personally. Like, I loved it as a kid, but as I grew to be an adult, like, just the headache of like when I owned a house and I was handing out candy and all these kids are such little shits and they all want your entire bowl of candy. Like, I think we can all agree we're all past the phase of like, well, I don't know if Marissa is or not, but like getting dressed up and like going to the bars and like, you know, that's I think I'm personally past that. So at this point, it's just like another day for me. And I also hate scary movies. So that's just kind of all wrapped into one there.
I feel like I'm like entering that stage, though, where I want to make my house as scary as possible to make like kids cry. I think that would be really fun for me personally. So.
It took like 7 minutes into this episode to realize how soulless Marissa is, apparently.
Just dark as shit. Holy cow.
Yeah, watch
out. I will say the other thing about Halloween, though, that is unlike any other holiday besides Christmas, is you have all the fun different shit you can do around it. You know, like pumpkin patch and fucking carved pumpkins and blah, or I, what did jack-o'-lantern, whatever I went to. There's like cool shit around it. It's not just like, oh yeah, you know, Thanksgiving is this, and you take it and you go, and then you move on to the next holiday. Like, there's a build up to Halloween. There's a vibe around the whole month of October. I like that pick. I'm a fan of that pick. All right, swinging it around, round number two. Marissa, you're back up.
Ooh, hold on, I gotta look at my list.
List is out.
You don't have your shit memorized?
Nope. I'm too busy producing your guys' stuff on a normal day, so sorry.
That's totally fair. We appreciate your appearance. We appreciate you doing this with us. This is a treat.
Ah, good one.
Naive day.
See, I'll let you justify this pick, but I have an issue with this.
I like it because it's the start of a new year, which means the start, like, I'm big into, like, making changes and stuff like that, so it's, like, a new you. So, I think it's important. Eve, you're still a piece of shit. Next day,
new
you
year,
know.
New me.
New year, new me.
It's, like, getting ready for that new year.
See, but in my opinion, this is the Christmas Eve, Christmas Day scenario, where I love Christmas Eve. And New Year's Eve, because I still usually don't go out to the bars, but it's kind of something to celebrate. It's still, neither of these were super high on my list, but going out to the bars on New Year's Eve is a good time. But then usually you wake up, rarely you wake up on New Year's Day feeling like a million bucks, like you're ready to conquer the new year. You usually wake up feeling like dog shit. You want to eat some dog shit breakfast, some super greasy, unhealthy breakfast. And you kind of, I usually just sputter into the new year. And then like the second week of January is when I really like kick it up. So maybe that's why I have an issue.
I also think it's kind of fun though. Like when you go to the gym and everybody decides that this is their time to start working out again. And so you get to see all these fun things that people are trying to do to like start that new year. I find it entertaining. So I think it's also fun.
The gym. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I also support everybody working out. So I'm not trying to be a jerk or anything.
But. No, totally. I support everybody working out, but it is like the first 3 weeks of January at the gym are the biggest fucking nightmare, because the gym is like three times as packed and then everybody just kind of falls off, you know, by the end of January. Not everybody, probably about 60 to 70%, but those first 3 weeks are a nightmare. Like I don't have that much social anxiety, but when there's a shitload of people and you like need to share equipment or this and that, I'm like, I'm out. Like, I'm not even doing it. I'm just going to leave.
Yeah. There's no like work in with me at the gym. It's like, can I work in here? No, you can fucking have the machine. I'll go fuck off. Like,
yeah,
I'm not about like, yeah, you do your set, I'll do my set. Like, I'll just go find something else. Funny story though, there was kind of related to the gym being overcrowded. I was leaving the gym yesterday morning and this like 70-year-old lady was complaining to the fucking poor kid that works, a fucking 18 years old, first job probably. She's like, every machine was being used. He's like, what do you want me to do about it? Like, she was like complaining to him for 5 minutes. And I actually, instead of leaving, I like made a circle around the desk and like sat down because I was so interested in this conversation. Because fuck, let's be real here. Most old people, they think the world should cater to them at any point. And like, this isn't your $220 a month Lifetime, Mitchell. This is a fucking choose. Great gym.
I was going to say your $20 a month gym.
Yeah. Like, you're complaining about there not being enough stair steppers at a $20 a month gym. Fucking buy one for your house then, Carol. Jesus. Like, but it was hilarious because I was like, this poor kid, like what, you know, we've been in so many circumstances like that at the golf course where something just so outlandish pisses someone off and they're not wrong for being annoyed about it, but they're, what am I going to do about it? Why your complaint, fucking complaint box is over there. And it's the trash can. Fuck out of here. All right. I'm up, I believe. So I'm going to take Thanksgiving. I'm just going to do it. Not for the food. You know, we can argue about the turkey, the ham, the fucking playing the hits with those or going to a steak and being fucking new wave, whatever. The food's cool. But really, it's about parlaying that into a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off in late November, football on the entire time. Now they have Black Friday NFL. Black Friday is always Iowa, Nebraska, just an absolute banger of a day for me. Saturday is like, it's rivalry week in college football. So I'm taking Thanksgiving, but really it's like the 4 days of Thanksgiving that you get, and you wake up at 10, you know, 10:30 here on mountain time. Football's already on. It's started. You get to just hang out with your fam or whoever you're with, eat all day. Like, it's centered around eating and football. And if there's like top five things in my life, those are probably like 3 and 4 or 2 and 3, you know, depending upon what kind of mood I'm in, essentially. But the any holiday centered around eating and football, I'm in on. And like all the games, like, I don't know why, but the football games like matter. And even if they don't matter, they're fun. Like, they're fun standalone 3 back to back to back games. Like, the NFL is a great product. It's probably one of the best. It's the best sports product in the world, I would say. But it's always watered down. Like, on Sunday when I'm watching Red Zone and I can't keep track of what's going on. Red Zone's great. But on Thanksgiving, it's like you got the fucking Lions right in your face and you have to watch the Lions. And you have to watch whoever they're playing, and then you transition on to the turkey legs at the end and the celebration, and then you got the fucking Dallas Cowboys. And it's like, it's just playing the hits. And it's just that shit that, like, everybody wants to be so fucking, oh, let's change this, change that, change these rules. No, fucking give me Detroit Lions and then give me the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day, along with a full plate of food and then a fucking leftovers in the microwave at 9 p.m. I'm all about it.
Yeah, I definitely had this like next on my list. This is gonna be my next pick. You basically just drafted football season, though, just in an individual game process. But I don't disagree with you. Everything about it, it's basically, like you said, it's built for my lifestyle, just eating. But what time do we start drinking on Thanksgiving? Like, what is that?
The second you get to wherever the fuck you're going. And if you're staying at home, that's the second you wake up.
Marissa?
When do we start? Jeez, I don't know. In the morning? Because you have to be around your family all day?
See, and that is an argument against Thanksgiving, obviously, is you have to see your extended family. You don't have to if you're already at that point where you just quit getting together with them. Usually it starts with like talking shit about them behind their back. And then you go to talking shit to their face, and then you just flat out don't see him anymore. So if you are still in that stage where you have to get together with them during Thanksgiving, then that's stressful as fuck, especially like you guys have in-laws. I do not yet, but that's also a bone of contention, not necessarily for you two in particular, but for just people in general, having to get together with their in-laws. Not everybody loves their in-laws. Like, they're not super stoked to hang out with them. So I could definitely see that argument, but I started drinking it like, and maybe that's why I was so full this year. I think I had like 10 Coors Lights from probably 1 p.m. until like 6 p.m. I just was like drinking them consistently. And it's sad because I'm at the point where beer does, like, I don't feel anything. I just drink it more like for the taste. But I was so fucking full. I was like, I need to leave right now. Like, I am literally going to bust out of these fucking jeans. I had to take my belt off for the car ride home. It was just a terrible situation. It is a great day. Like, there's no questioning that, in my opinion.
I think it's like, it's my least favorite holiday because I have to cook now. I don't know if that's like a thing for you guys, but like when we get to a certain age in my family, then you're required to like take one of the meals. And I hate that because I suck at cooking. And Christian wants
what
to
did,
like,
watch. What did you cook?
I did stuffing and then I did cranberry sauce and I did a pie. But I literally can't cook. Like, I'm not good. I have like specific things I can cook, which is like the stuffing, thankfully, but I hate like touching food. I hate having to prepare the food. And then, you know, you have your grandparents there. So yes, I think I started drinking like 10 in the morning And I think I'm not a big drinker, but I went through, I think, a bottle and a half of wine. So I was feeling great by the end of the night, but it's literally not like my favorite holiday.
That's fair. I enjoy drinking because then I feel like it's a free pass to start boozing. And I get like anxiety about like, I'm not the kind of dude, maybe it's because we were raised by a single mom, but there's rarely a moment when we were kids where we would like sit around and like watch our mom do all the work for shit. Like I truly do want to help at all times, but then also when I'm helping, I feel like not guilty for drinking. So maybe yeah. That's just the double-edged sword there.
All right.
Mitchell, round out the second round, back-to-back.
Back-to-back. So I'm going off the grid for both of these. And the first one is going to be the first day of March Madness. It is one of the best days as a sports fan. You get, 32 games in that weekend.
Split it, so it's like 16-16.
Yes, I'm sorry. In that weekend, you get six. That first weekend of March Madness is just peak, where you can watch basketball all day. There's upsets everywhere. And it's the 3-week period from when football season's over where you're so depraved of like some real true sports excitement being a super sports fan. So you're just like wanting that next big sports thing to happen. And it's for sports bettors, it's one of the best times of the year, only behind football. So it's just the amount of excitement, like you can just park yourself in front of the fucking TV starting at like 10 a.m. and watch college basketball for 2 days straight. And it just doesn't get old to me. So that's my pick. It might be a little bit controversial, but I just went in that direction.
No, I actually love that pick. You're right, because once the Super Bowl's over early February,
That's some soggy sorrows. That's some sad shit.
Yeah, and then like the NBA and NHL are in full swing, but those games don't really quite matter yet until mid to late March and then getting into April and playoffs. So you're depraved of like intense, serious sports for like a month and a half. And then March Madness hits you like a ton of bricks. And that should be a holiday, because that was a great pick. That didn't even like cross my board, but like those 2 days, sports watching wise, there's about nothing better. That may trump even Thanksgiving, you know, whatever other days of the year, like if Christmas falls on NFL Sunday, whatever it may be, or the Christmas slate of NBA. But yeah, March Madness, the first 2 days nobody has enough TVs for that. That's why I just go to the bar here at DNVR and I fucking control the TVs and I get every game on and I'm just boom, 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 boom. They need to have a red zone for fucking college basketball.
Just like half second clips of balls going in the fucking just
boom, boom. Fucking, let's see how Chris Hansen deals with that. Scott Hansen.
He'd have an aneurysm.
Chris Hansen. Marissa, Chris,
how do you
Hansen
feel about my pick?
Chris Hansen would say, como se dice.
Okay.
En espanol. Oh my God. Marissa, are you a March Madness fan?
I'm a huge March Madness fan. So Gonzaga's my team, which like normally they're in the top five, top 10.
Bunch of fakers.
Yeah, whatever.
So wait, do you say Gonzaga or do you say Gonzaga?
So I actually lived in Spokane, which is where Gonzaga is. And when I moved there, I was always like a big fan, like growing up and also playing basketball. But I used to say Gonzaga. And then my first day there, I thought I was going to get fired because I said Gonzaga. And like the entire news station, like all heads turned towards me and like all of them at the same time yelled, "It's Gonzaga." So,
okay. Yeah, so I thought Gonzaga. That was the proper way. Yes.
Yeah. Cause it's the Zags. They're the Zags. So not the Zogs. But yes, I love March Madness. It's my favorite. Like it is my Super Bowl. Like I just enjoy every part of it. And I like watching the teams. I watch college basketball now. Like I start watching it when it starts. So. You know, I'm a big fan.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like Marissa's a big fan of my draft so far.
Yeah. I'm a little salty that you picked that.
Hey, you probably didn't even have it on your board. I'm the creative one.
I didn't. I didn't know it was a national. Wait, is it national holiday?
It's not. We're kind of just fucking flying by the seat of our pants here, like Santa on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, it's a holiday that you personally recognize. So I just, that's like a weekend that I look forward to the entire season, the entire year, the entire basketball season. I don't really get into college basketball until like conference championships start. You know, I'll watch obviously Iowa or some top 10 matchups here and there, but I'm not really interested in your fucking Tuesday night bullshit, St. Mary's Iona bullshit game. Yeah. But then you give me conference championships and then you roll it right into first weekend of March Madness. I think that should be, here's my petition for it to be a nationally observed holiday, because it's similar to the Super Bowl where they've talked about like giving people off the Monday after the Super Bowl. I would say it's similar there, because it's like you've just watched so much basketball the last 2 days. You almost need a day off on Monday to just recuperate.
Yes.
Yeah. When I was looking through official holidays, like the link I sent you guys, there's like in some states it says like what's recognized in each state, and some states actually have day after Christmas as a recognized holiday in that state. So I'm guessing they don't have to work or anything.
That's fire.
Also, holidays that are married to a date, not a day of the week, it's ass when they're on a weekend. I'll just say that right now. That's a horrible scenario. Like, when you have Christmas Eve and Christmas Day on like a Monday, Tuesday, that's incredible, because you roll in a weekend right into Christmas, you know. But if you're already getting a weekend off and then it's Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, not for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not necessarily part of the quote unquote corporate world, so I don't have to go like pencil push at a fucking desk for a few days and act like I am working when I'm not. Like, I just flat out don't work. When, like, on days like that, like the day,
if I could choose to work or not, I'm going to choose not work.
100%. Correct. Yeah. Maybe shoot a few emails off here and there, whatever, but fuck that. So yeah, I would totally agree though. Like, Christmas being, I would say the ideal day for Christmas is like a Wednesday or a Thursday. 'Cause then you just roll it like, oh, you're like, it's Friday, even though it's the day after Christmas, it's a Friday. Like, maybe we go to the bar, maybe we make plans, you know, and then it's a weekend and you got sports on and all of that. So who said something? Did anybody say anything?
No, I think those are the voices in your head.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that probably is correct. Next one is for my golf fans, and this is another one.
I know what this is. Fucking good one. Well done.
This is Masters Week at Augusta. Yes, so.
Is there an apostrophe in there?
No, I think
no.
Okay.
It is the best week, even non-golfers. Masters Week is still widely celebrated, as I would say, as a planet, like everyone in the world loves the Masters. Just the songs, they got the cameras out at Augusta, and then you get the par three on Wednesday. The par three is always fun to watch. And then you wake up Thursday morning and you're just like hitting the ground running. Like, you've got it, you're live streaming it until the national coverage starts. It's just the best week for golf. You've got coverage around the clock. All these talking heads saying nonsense about bullshit. But just the iconic, for me, it's like the views from Augusta and the logo. Like, you see that shit pop up on your TV and they start advertising for it in like February or even maybe January. Like, they start so early. So when it finally gets there, you're like, holy shit. Like, that, I would say that is nationally recognized as a week where if you have golfers that are employees, they just don't do shit. Like, they're going to be watching the Masters. People are going to be taking off those days to just go either stay home and watch the Masters or go to the bar. Like, either way, it's just a great, great week for sports fans in general. I don't even think you need to be a golf fan to appreciate Augusta.
Yeah, it's the one golf tournament a year. Even all the other ones are still below it, but it's the one a year where, like, every shot, like, you can watch every shot. And it matters from Thursday at 6 a.m. when fucking what's that dude in the fucking overalls, Sandy Lyles teeing off. You know, like, it's every shot is worth watching just because of the, because of Augusta, because of the commentary, the build up around it. Like, it's the one tournament a year where every shot is watchable, and every, you know, there's crazy moves here and there, and everybody's just kind of locked in. So that's well done, dude. That's a well done list so far.
Thank you. Marissa Masters, what are your thoughts?
So I've never watched it, but I'm working on being a better golf person.
That's changing this year. Next year, she's going to be fucking.
Look, I'm golfing.
Fist deep in all this golf.
I'm golfing now. I'm producing golf show. So I'm getting there.
She actually has a pretty good golf swing, too. Pretty impressive.
Thanks.
For not playing.
So we're going to have a sit down and really watch the Masters together this year. I may have to make a trip back to Colorado just so we can all sit down in the bar, wherever, and watch. What, Spencer, if we had to pick a best day of Augusta, would we say, I mean, Sunday's obviously Sunday, but I personally think Saturday is like fire. Moving day in any golf tournament's usually like the most fun because one really good round can put somebody back right in the mix. So I think Saturday we try to do something, just watch the Masters, just soak it all up. Once you do it, Marissa, you'll get it.
Perfect. I will ask lots of questions, and I want to sit between both of you and really just get your opinion from both sides.
Perfect. Right, Spencer doesn't really know what he's talking about, so that that doesn't help, but
thank you, asshole.
So when I ask someone to help me with golfing, I should ask you, Mitch, not Spence?
Generally, yes. Even Spencer's extended family on his wife's side has asked me for golf help when they have Spencer at their disposal. So,
wow. Well, I live on a golf course, so one of these days.
All right, my next pick for the holiday.
All right, Marissa, what's your next pick? No, actually, that's what we should do.
No, it's my turn. It is a snake draft, which means it's my turn.
But I was second.
No.
I'm after Mitchell.
Oh, wow. Shit. Yes, I did get that fucked up. That's my fault.
So I go, and then Marissa goes two, and then Mitchell, and then I finish it up.
We should have just gone in the order of the graphic because it's going to get all fucked up.
Yeah.
But what we should do is go play Littleton Golf Course together because I do love that track. That's a good
time.
Thank
you.
It's a good one.
Yeah, instead of Spencer making his own rules up. All right.
Okay. all right. My next one is going to be St. Patrick's Day. That is a day where everyone just gives fuck all. Like, anything goes at any place, any bar. Green beers, Irish cart, one day of the year. One day of the year that car bombs are acceptable. Every Irish bar goes all out. It's a drinking holiday for sure, but I think it's just a matter of like, it's another one where it gets there's a parade, there's things to do around it. And I feel like it's a chance for everybody to, I think everybody like sell, like there's no reason to not celebrate this, you know, like, yes, Christmas, obvious reasons. You don't celebrate if you don't celebrate Christmas, or Thanksgiving, obvious reasons too. But St. Patrick's Day, everybody's Irish for a day. You wear green, you get in the festive mood, and then you just go drink. So St. Patrick's Day is one of my favorite holidays for sure. And I remember it was like the last day of the world as we knew it in 2020, and then it just went to shit. So St. Patrick's Day holds a place in my heart.
Marissa, it looked like you were kind of jealous. Like, was this going to be your next pick?
It was going to be one of my picks. Okay. I love St. Patrick's Day. I like the bar hopping. I think that's super fun. And then, like you said, like, you know, the parade, and then you get to pinch people if they're not wearing green. Like, just a lot of fun.
Yeah, I would say it's, like Spencer said, it's probably one of the least controversial holidays. Like, nobody's asking, oh, do you celebrate St. Patrick's or not? Like, everybody, like Spencer said, everybody celebrates. There's no reason not to celebrate. And it's just, I would honestly say it kind of brings people together. Like, you see somebody at a bar, and on St. Patrick's Day, you're never like looking to pick a fight with somebody at a bar on St. Patty's, at least in my opinion. Like, it's one of the lighter holidays. Like, everybody's somewhat jovial. it's just everything about it, other than it's in the middle of March, which is probably one of the worst weather months of the year. But you're kind of, sometimes you get a little peek at spring in the middle of it, which is great. And that just kind of helps it out. If you can be out on like a rooftop patio or whatever on St. Paddy's Day, that shit is top tier.
I agree.
All right, Marissa, what do you got next? You got the next two.
I get the next two. Yay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wrap it around.
That's mine.
Cinco. That's mine. For those of you listening, it is Cinco de Mayo. So yes. Another drinking holiday. Give us a little bit more background.
I think it's fun because, of course, you know, tequila is like the margaritas, like that's like the main thing. So it's just like you can start drinking at any point of that day, and it's just as much margaritas as you want. And every bar has like discounts for margaritas, which I think like they tend to be more expensive. And so they're just like super cheap. So you can get fucked up for very, very cheap.
So your pick was discounted margaritas. Got it.
Yes.
Margaritas on the cheap.
Yes. And then like, you know, that's pretty much it actually, to be honest with you. So that's my pick.
I mean, it's not a bad reason. Like, it's similar to the St. Patrick's. You got bars doing deals for Cinco de Mayo. And on the other side, like I said, St. Paddy's is kind of a shitty weather day. Mm-hmm. Usually I feel like Cinco de Mayo is kind of the start of like good weather. Like once right. You make it to Cinco de Mayo, you're kind of in the clear. Like it's almost the unofficial start of summer a little bit. Not necessarily summer, but I feel like you're out of the clear or you're out of the woods. I'm sorry. You're in the clear, out of the woods on like snow. You know what I mean? It's not going to snow anymore. You're kind of turning the corner into like baseball season and in the middle of golf and all that. So I did have it on my board. It wasn't going to get picked by me, but I can appreciate it.
That's okay. I took it. Don't worry about it.
It was on my list for sure.
Yeah, I know. I saw it on Spencer's list, so I took
it. Oh, she was fucking peeking on my list.
What? Wow. That's against the rules here. That's fucking...
Actually, I didn't mean to look at his list. I have to set up his set, so it was just out there. Like I feel like that's
okay. Such a big list, you can't miss it.
Okay.
We gotta send you to the gallows for that, for cheating.
No.
She has
walk,
to forfeit.
Walk the fucking plank.
No, I'm not doing any of that. Do I get to go again?
Yep.
Okay. Yes. Hit it. Your last pick.
Oh no, it's not working.
Oh, what are we gonna do here?
The suspense. And you guys are gonna judge me, but this is like, I'll tell you why I like it.
Okay. Aww.
Okay, but it's not for the love.
Okay.
Okay.
Turn for
make
the
it
worst.
Make sense.
For those listening, Valentine's Day.
I'm actually like, the idea of Valentine's Day, I think, is dumb. Like, I think you should treat your person, you know, love them all year long. I feel like it's like a one excuse and it's like a shit ton of money. I like it for the chocolate, and I like it because they have all the different types of candies, and it's a great time of year where they're like in fun little boxes. And my parents always used to celebrate it with us, so like I used to have all these cool boxes that were like basketballs with like candies inside, or you know, I don't know, soccer or things like that. So those are really fun. And then I like, you know, the dinner kind of thing that you get to go out to like a fancy restaurant and have nice dinner and dress up a little bit. It's just, you know, it's just a little more fun. But really, it's for the candy.
I respect that. So Marissa's list is scary movies, new starts, cheap tequila, and candy.
Yes! That's perfect!
Okay, we love
that. Well, actually, two of the four picks are candy-based. So
no. I Halloween is more for like the skeletons and the spookiness.
Okay.
Yeah. I will say Valentine's Day is cool. It's a good, like, it's a nice day to kind of, you know, go out to the nice dinner, do that stuff. I will say it's like kind of becoming an awkward thing in like schools and with kids. You know, Valentine's Day is like a kind of a nightmare for kids, I feel like.
Why?
Until you get to the point, like, well, you can't, you have to, if you have to bring candy for the whole thing, like just where this world's moving, I feel like Valentine's Day is becoming slowly obsolete.
I guess so.
You know?
Yeah, it's very controversial about, you know, who can love what and who, you know. Yeah, I mean, I was going to say Valentine's Day was much cooler as a little kid, but also possibly devastating. Like
the if you're potentially devastating.
If you're in third grade and your fucking little sweetie doesn't give you those little heart shaped candies, you're going home and burying your face in the pillow. Like,
but I feel like this also gives you that excuse as a kid to like tell your crush that you like them, and you get to be all creative about it.
That is true.
Yeah.
And even sure. if you get the candy, then you're still burying your face in the pillow later.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah,
I think it's me. No,
yes, it is you.
Do you have more on the V-Day?
Yeah, I just think it's kind of a made up government holiday to siphon money out of dudes' pockets. Like, as a chick, I would love it because that's the day that I feel like it's all about, you know, in male female relationships, about the male doing and showing love for the female. You know what I'm saying? And maybe it's not that way in your relationship, Marissa, but that's, I feel like that's what big government has pushed on the American people.
But I feel like your Valentine's Day is the Super Bowl. Like, I like watching sports with my husband, so I'm a little different. But most girls aren't, like, into sitting and watching football all day. So that's your day. You guys get food, and you guys get to drink, and you guys get to hang out with your buddies, and the wife just has to do it.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, luckily my girlfriend loves football, so that I don't think I would be dating a girl that didn't like football. But
some people do.
What a fucking sad existence that's got to be. But yeah, Valentine's Day overall, I've never been like huge into it, but you know, teach their own. I do love the candy. Chocolate, can't go wrong.
Yes.
All right. I will go with my final pick, and that is going to be Independence Day, 4th of July. It's like, I'm not a big, I like the summer. Summer's fine. It's not my favorite season, but the fireworks are incredible, and just the day, this is like the true daytime holiday where everybody just likes to hang out outside, no matter where you are. You're outside grilling, you're outside drinking. All the other holidays, you're kind of, you know, they're bookending the year where it's, if you're in a cold weather place, it's kind of chill, could be chilly out, never going to be really cold on 4th of July. Fireworks are great. And I love when holidays are centered around grilling. Like food, yes, but like more grilling and making the, you know, playing the hits with the burgers and the hot dogs, the potato salad. I think it's just a nice, easy holiday to get into. And like, if you live in a cool place where, or you go to a cool spot where you can see multiple fireworks shows, like when I used to live downtown up in the 8th floor, like you could see 40, 50 fireworks shows all across the city of Denver. So I'm a big fan of fireworks, and they don't scare me, and I'm not Jason Pierre-Paul, and I still have all my fingers, so I enjoy it. And I think it's just a fun, it's like the one holiday of the year that's like right in the middle of the year. There's not like a holiday from basically Easter, if you celebrate in April, till like Labor Day, essentially. So it's that one that's kind of in the middle of the year. It's like a random summer day. Everybody gets it off. Baseball's and, you know, doing the fireworks shows. Everybody's doing that stuff. So 4th of July is going to be my, I'm glad it was still there in the fourth round, but I'm going to hammer it.
Yeah, that was my next pick. You stole it from me. It could have gone earlier. I know you and I aren't huge summer people. Marissa, are you a big summer fan?
I'm not, no.
Okay, yeah, that explains your love for Halloween. So I guess none of us are really summer people, but I will say that, like, looking forward with being with my girlfriend and having like her family's shore house to go to, it's gonna drive the 4th of July way up on my list for me, because all we did this 4th of July was sit at the beach and drink and then go back and like cook out and then just go watch fireworks on the beach. So I really don't think that's like, I don't know any in what world that could be like a shitty day. Like, that was just a blast of a day. I mean, the beach was packed, but it is, fireworks are a blast. I love all the fireworks. They're up and down the shore. Super cool. So yeah, I have no problem with 4th of July.
Yeah. I'm actually pretty spoiled on the 4th of July. Christian's family has 3 beach houses that like line the Puget Sound. And then
that's so fire.
Yeah, wow, both of you guys' fucking privileges just sticking in my nose.
Well,
Jesus.
The fun thing is they also set off their own fireworks, and they're like the big, you know, massive fireworks off their dock. And so you can like jet ski around that area while the fireworks are going off. One time, I can't remember, like you get like these big yachts that come through. Obviously, these like really rich people come in with their yachts and they like have like them all hooked together, and they just have like people jumping in the water and having a good time. So it's Christian's favorite holiday for sure. And we spend a week out there, but I agree. I think that's a good one.
Yeah, I think partially like how you think of the holidays as an adult is your experiences on those holidays as a kid. And I think like with him, maybe, I don't know how long his family's had those house, like beach houses or whatever, but if you really like look forward to that holiday as a kid, you kind of hold it in a different regard as an adult. Do you guys agree?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's some like holidays in everybody's lives, holidays have their own like phases of excitement, boredom, excitement again, or, you know, whatever it ends up being. But I feel like every holiday is kind of like that.
Except for Halloween,
apparently.
That is true.
Just kidding.
Okay, I'm going to round us out here. I have a tough last pick because I feel like everything obvious is kind of off the board. I'm going to go with Blackout Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. Once again, I'm a big, day before, the anticipation of the holiday type of person. And I also just love an excuse to go to the bars. Usually it's like once you are done working that Wednesday, you, like Spencer said, you've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's like the start of a 4-day weekend. And plus it's like super, you know, socially acceptable to just go to the bars, get hammered, go out and party. And the town in Morristown that I live in now, is a huge party town. So there's like thousands and it's almost ridiculous. Like we didn't even go to a bar in this town because you would have had to wait like 2 hours to get in, anywhere here. So it is just a good excuse to go out and get hammered. And then, you know, the next day you're like, all I'm going to do is sit around tomorrow and probably start drinking early, like I mentioned. And then you're just eating good food and you're watching football. So it's kind of those days are like preset for you. Like you already know what you're going to be doing. There's really no deviation of the plan. So why not just go out and enjoy yourself? You wake up hungover the next day and then you just go eat a bunch of good food. So
I dig it. That's like another one where you can roll it into the being a holiday of the excitements in front of you, like the Christmas Eve, the New Year's Eve, stuff like that. New Year's Eve didn't even make it on this, which is funny.
I almost put New Year's Eve down, but I figured I'm honestly not that big of a New Year's Eve fan, even though it was probably one of the more chalk picks.
Well, that's a big phase holiday where you're into it when you're like 18, 19, 20, 21, especially 22, 23. Then when you get to be like 27, 28, you're like, ah, fuck.
I think I fall asleep.
Yeah. Am I going to stay up till midnight? Maybe not. Who gives a fuck? We just roll it again. Fucking let's do it over again. Let's get to New Year's Day and have a fresh start. New year, new me.
Well, yeah. And also New Year's and St. Patty's are the 2 days where everybody just like gets so out of pocket, like so out of hand drunk. They call it like the quote unquote day for amateurs where, and I feel like a little bit of Cinco de Mayo too, where, and I guess you could kind of clump Black Wednesday into that, but everybody just gets out of pocket, hammered. Like they take it way too far. It's like the amateur holidays where if you're going to the bar, there's a chance you get like thrown up on, or, you know, drunk girls running in the streets, fucking drunk dudes trying to fight each other or whatever. That's just when the bar scene gets too consolidated and too packed in, that's when I have to get out. Like maybe that's a little bit of the social anxiety coming in, but those days, like Blackout Wednesday, if you can find a good quiet like dive bar, not quiet, but like a full dive bar, but it's not like nuts to butts doing the sardines in the bar. That's my kind of vibe.
Love it. Well, this wraps up the first festive Friday of December. Make sure to head over to our Twitter account at Big Drive Energy or our Instagram account at Big Drive Energy Pod and vote on these. We will probably have these up for through the weekend. So that you're listening to this on Friday or whenever, but we'll have these up through the weekend and we'll keep a tally of who is ahead and who is behind in the draft through these five Fridays. So enjoy your weekend. And thanks for tuning in to Big Drive Energy. Give us a like, give us a follow, thumbs up if you're watching this on the YouTube. We appreciate you. Have a good weekend. Peace.